It's Sean and Sid.
From the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
In November, and the weather was so good this past weekend.
We were so spoiled.
I know. Love
such
it.
A tease. Ohio, you're such a tease.
That should be a t-shirt. Ohio, you're such a tease. I'd buy it. Love it. But no, it got me thinking too about, okay, so the bad weather is going to be coming, but there aren't as many cars on the road. You know, and sometimes driving in that stuff is nightmarish. So for people who hate to drive in bad weather, this is like the best time of their life.
It is, but you don't have Jim ahead of you like paving the way. I need those Jims in the big truck to make the marks and tell me if it's safe.
Why can't Jill drive the big truck? Why's it got to be Jim?
Jill, where you at?
So you need to follow the tracks.
Yeah.
You know, it's been different though, because, you know, there isn't nearly the traffic. I can tell when people are working from home. It's like every other day.
Well, my brother, Graham, is out in LA and the difference in traffic there is crazy.
Yeah. Like a half hour commute here is just that, you know what you're getting into, and a 10 minute drive, 10 miles from where he goes from one place to the other can be up to 2 hours. I mean, that's maddening. If you could only have that time back in your life. And that's what people are talking about with the remote learning and the remote, you know, just working now, how they have cut back on so much time in their life. They've gotten it back.
It's so nice.
But now let's hand it off to technology.
Oh, yeah. So, well, say you need to get from LA to San Francisco or something in a jiffy. So this Virgin Hyperloop is a crazy high-speed train, basically, that goes through circular tunnel and is going to connect major cities, supposedly, by 2025.
But people tried it.
It made history this past week because they had legitimate passengers. I guess the air pressure was... You don't even think about that. Okay, you want to get to San Francisco, but you might not be able to breathe.
No, I don't think that's the way it works. From what I understood, it was like vacuum tunnel. It was like a vacuum suction tunnel with magnets.
It's magnets. It lifts you above the rails, and it's all just this force that will take you down the tunnel.
Well, my thing is like, so what happens if you have like a plate in your head, or if you're somebody who has a lot of metal in your body?
Or a really intense belly button ring. You are stuck to the roof of your Virgin Hyperloop.
Can you not ride in this thing? How are they going to do that? How many people can they put on it too?
It says about 28.
28 people?
But they are going to push those people through this little tunnel.
But it's so quick. But it would be kind of scary, wouldn't it?
Ooh, yeah. Well, I'll be honest. I haven't read up on it too much. I don't know if there's like an exit strategy. But what happens if your magnet breaks down in the middle of this?
You're stuck in the tube. It'd be like your hamster in a habit trail.
Exactly.
Remember when you can't get to him from either end and he just stays right in the middle? Or
you're at Zoom BZ Bay on a really crowded day and you get stuck.
Stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Flashbacks.
Why don't they talk to us about all these? You know, because sometimes you need people that are just kind of troubleshooters when you're sitting around the table. Mm-hmm. And it's like, anybody have any concerns?
We do.
Plate in my head. Any issues there? Big belly button ring. Should I be concerned about this magnet?
I don't know, but you're going to get to San Fran pretty quick.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. Hey, the holidays are coming. This is always on my to-do list before the holidays. I got to get my hair done.
And Avola Lanza is where we go.
That is where you go. But I found a Thanksgiving planner that I think is going to be very helpful for you all listening.
Planning how so?
2 weeks in advance, even 3 weeks. So we're behind. We gotta get moving here.
Okay.
You're the host.
I do everything at the last minute. Why would this surprise you now?
That's so true. Last year, I literally had an Excel sheet with our grocery list. Do you remember that?
You stress me out so categories,
much. Categorized by the aisles.
But see, I've been doing this for years. I remember everything.
But you've strategically put me in charge of a lot of things as the years go on.
I think you're a take charge person. I don't think I have to nudge you into that role.
That might be fair. Okay, but I found a planner. I actually love this. All jokes aside, it's by Food Network. What you should be prepping now for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
There's some things you can get a jump on. So put it on your to-do list today, tomorrow. All right, some of these are intense. A month before, finalize the guest list. The guest list this year better be slim.
Very small.
Very slim, or you're outside. But start to plan your menu a month before. We're past that now. You should get your gear. So your napkins, your plates, that sort of thing, if you want to wear something specific.
Oh, my pilgrim outfit. Yes.
Please wear that this year.
I have it at the cleaners.
I've been waiting. Okay, 3 weeks before, that is your time to create your official shopping list. So if you're like me, get on Excel. I love it. Categorize it. We have
or
produce.
Walk in, buy a can of Campbell's mushroom soup, and on the back it says green bean casserole.
But I know how this goes. Then I am back at the grocery store an hour later because someone forgot the crunchy onions. So just put it on your Excel and you'll
Fine.
Have no problems.
I'll make a spreadsheet.
We should be ordering the turkey now. I saw on the news there's going to be shortages of all sorts of things this year.
Everybody wants a smaller bird this year because of smaller groups.
Interesting.
So there aren't as many small birds. So I guess if you're a big bird, you're a very happy big bird this year.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the size these birds are going to be next year?
Next year?
My gosh, they're going to be like RVs.
Dinosaur birds. Okay. Week two. Love this one. Clean out your freezer. Clean out the fridge.
I do need to clean my freezer.
Get rid of
out.
All the expired things, all the embarrassing things that shouldn't be in there that maybe are from a long time ago. Get rid of those.
I think you're just making this up.
I'm looking right at you. Have you noticed that?
You're shaming me is what you're doing. Okay.
If you're wanting to make your own pie, make the dough now and freeze it.
Okay, that's not happening.
Yep,
but
don't worry about that. Okay, decide on decor, so start to get that out. I think a lot of people have done that. Mm-hmm. We just talked about maybe throwing out some Christmas decorations. That can happen whenever, really, but 2 weeks before is acceptable.
Not many. I'm a purist. It goes, you know, with my pilgrim outfit.
If you're also, you know, a Martha or something, Martha Stewart, you could freeze your own homemade stock or freeze dinner rolls. Create a cooking schedule. Ugh. I did my dad's Thanksgiving, I think 2 years ago, and I was to the minute. I had it. What time to go in the oven, out of the oven, start the mashed potatoes, start the gravy.
See, I don't need all that. I know. I just know.
You know what? Maybe I should just leave this to you. What's your advice?
Just wing it. Wing it. I've been doing it this way forever.
All right, but last piece of advice on this list is Thanksgiving Day. Just don't stress. Stick to the day of plan.
You are going to push this plan on me if it kills you.
What plan?
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
It's always just a very calming effect when you go into Merle Norman.
Yes, it is.
Go see Leanne and Terry and they will make you look beauteous, okay? The whole thing, it makes you. And you know what? If you have a third eye, they're going to be able to cover it with some concealer.
Or put some eyeliner on it and call it a day.
Third eye, what are we talking about? No, we're not talking about a zit. This actually got my attention. Okay. YourTango.com had an article about how to open your third eye to navigate life with clarity and confidence.
How is there a physical way you can just open it?
No. Hey, you've heard about the third eye, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The third eye is one of the most sound and sensible choices you can make for yourself is just to awaken to the fact that you have an inner consciousness. And this is all part of meditation and that kind of belief, spirituality, mm-hmm. that we have chakras, mm-hmm. right? And the third eye is literally, it sits between your eyebrows in the center of your head.
Oh.
It's your sixth chakra, if you're counting. And your chakras are your energy centers, okay?
Okay.
So they're supposed to help you with clarity, concentration, intuition, and imagination. I am not just making this up. This is legit. So if there's a problem in your life, like you just can't connect with somebody or with work or concentrating and, you know, there's so much
clarity.
There's clutter in your life. Mm-hmm. You need to open up your third eye, people.
No one will look at you funny.
The third eye is associated with light and illumination.
Okay.
And it's supposed to bring awareness to your life, awareness around you. Because I think we all go through life like, rah, 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 rah.
I hope not.
So if you have time to just chill and get some insight, this is what you do. So how do I open my third eye, you're asking.
I was going to ask you that.
Yes. With contact lenses that are too big, your third eye will stay open. No, I'm kidding. Okay. First of all, what the people that, you know, follow spirituality and teach all this, I'm not going to try to dumb it down because I got to be honest, some of the stuff is so lofty, woo-woo. It's so over my head.
Lofty woo-woo.
I can't even chime in.
Please water it down.
Okay. Use self-reflection to perceive your belief structures and your blind spots in life. What does that mean? For example, if you unconsciously believe that you're a victim, when you open your third eye, you might see that you've been holding this belief and it's been weighing you down, and that's why you're experiencing a life that feels like victimhood. Pay attention to negativity and uncertainty. It's blocking your third eye.
Oh.
So the ultimate gift of an open and balanced third eye? It's so weird to say
you
this.
You just think it's funny.
I do. Is the ability to shape your life and experience through consciousness, the channeling of your imagination, because we all have it. And that is an understanding that you will get, an empowerment that comes from all of that.
Think it into fruition.
If you can use your imagination to create beauty, empowerment, love, things like that, then your eye is wide, crazy open.
I think you want a crazy googly third eye.
No, you don't want a googly third eye. That would be bad. That's actually what my life is about. I have a googly third eye, if you really want to know.
We have solved it.
It's Sean and Sid.
From the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Check them out. If you know, people are going to be together for the holidays and maybe talking about some needs for mom and dad, definitely think of First Light Home Care because they are a family-owned business. They back up everything. And I know these people personally that own it, and they are just incredible beyond belief. So firstlighthomecare.com. Another thing you might want to check out when everybody's together is who's exceptionally stressed? Who seems a little stressed? You know what? A lot of people are stressed right now. And did you ever think about what do therapists do when they are having a tough time?
God bless them. That has to be one of the most stressful jobs.
Well, we have Maria Bucci from Wholehearted Workshops, and she counsels people, and she's very busy right now. She says she's so busy just because of, you know, people are so stressed out right now.
Not to put this on a deep level, but I do. I mean, there's a lot of people that are struggling. We are not built to be at home all the time, isolated,
no,
without distraction.
Exactly. So they talk to a bunch of therapists to come up with some ways that they de-stress. And really, this is a way we should all be doing it anyway. But this is what they do when they just need to separate. So here's what they say. This is how they wind down. Number one, take a long shower just to press that reset button. And one in particular said, when I'm having a bad day, I don't feel like doing a thing. I want to lay on the couch, that kind of thing. But if I take a shower, it's my reset. And then I feel like I can rescue the rest of my day. See, they get depressed just like everybody else. Tell somebody, they say. That's what they are always telling their clients. You got to reach out to other people. You need to talk to people. She says, this one particular therapist, I share how I'm feeling and what's causing me to feel this way to a friend or a confidant, like a loved one.
She passes it on to her therapist.
Exactly. Log off social media, they say, one of the worst things, especially when you're having a bad day. You're already feeling negative and blue, and then you start seeing all that negativity. So,
or you see everybody's positivity,
which makes you feel horrible. Yeah. So they say you got to get away from social media, news, believe me, I don't take that personally, and things like that that might be just kind of like adding to what feels like an overwhelming day. Practice self-care. You got to do it, even if you don't feel up to going to that workout class. Maybe it's just a matter of going to a movie, you know, carefully anymore. But movie theaters are open, you know, just practice just some self-distancing. And, you know, if you're a person that always loved movies and you feel like it's been so long, do things that make you happy.
Right. Things you enjoy.
Go outside. Can't say enough about what a mood booster it is to have a little bit of that vitamin D pumping through you. Walk the dog. It's a chore you pretty much have to do anyway. But if you've had a very bad day, make it a point to take the pets out. Guess what? Pets don't care what kind of a day you've had.
Pets are the best. They love you through all the ups and downs.
It's a win-win-win. Meditate and pray, mm-hmm. both very calming. And then lastly, look through old texts that make you smile. Have you saved old texts from way back, you know, things that were just, that would just make you smile?
Not for the purpose of making me smile. I just think I don't really get rid of things.
Oh.
Is that something to talk to my therapist about?
I would think. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi. I found a cute, cute article by HuffPost. It is funny names that kids call common things.
Okay.
According to their parents.
Okay.
So just things that kids are funny.
They are.
The way that they look at the world
right.
is funny. Did I have any weird names for things as a kid?
Well, we called body parts different things. Like BB would be the girl's part and Hoo Hoo Dilly was was the little boy part.
Where do you even come up with that?
Because we didn't say the actual, now it's like a thing just to say the real word.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Back then we couldn't, I don't know. Oh, we're all embarrassed.
Very
yes,
conservative.
We had to be conservative. So
okay.
BB and Hoo Hoo Dilly.
I remember my cousin, these are all weird things to share, but my cousin used to call like a toot a fluff.
Okay.
Do you remember? They would call, it was always a fluff.
That's because that's what grandma called it, a fluff.
Okay, well,
yeah.
That explains a lot.
Okay.
So some funny names that kids
grandma
give.
Might have come up with BB and Hoo Hoo Dilly too.
I think grandma was a little quirky.
I think you're right. I think it was a family thing.
Here we go. Just a quick list.
Okay.
It said, my daughter called a head of lettuce a salad ball. That is forever what we will call it.
That's adorable. A salad ball. That's what it is.
So much. Why is it a head? It makes so much sense. Okay, Diet Pepsi, like our sponsor.
Yes.
Melanie's daughter calls it black juice. Okay.
Well, I've heard dark pop. People call it dark pop. So that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Christine says her son calls pants leg prisons.
Prisons?
Leg prisons.
He's a little Weisenheimer, that guy.
This almost three-year-old calls the bathroom fan poop wind.
That's no, precious.
That one is actually cute. Okay, lasagna.
Okay.
Spaghetti cake.
Oh, that's so cute.
Brilliant.
Yes.
It makes so much sense. You cut it just like a cake.
Yeah.
Spaghetti cake. Okay. Angie said her daughter said that hard taco shells are crunchy buns.
Crunchy buns. That's
crunchy
cute.
Buns.
I know. Like, where do these little ones come up with this stuff? So cute.
Because it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. They just boil it down to what it should be called.
Right.
Not a taco shell. A crunchy bun.
Or maybe she makes some meat, ham, and cheese out of those things. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe there's a burger in between that taco shell. Renee's daughter didn't know what knees were called, so she calls them leg knuckles. Because they crack.
That's awesome.
It is so cute. Leg knuckles. My son called Salisbury steak salad berry steak. Restaurants are called food houses. And McDonald's is the old McDonald.
It's just so innocent. Kids are so cute.
They are so cute. I'm going through this whole list and I'm not seeing a BB or a Hoo Hoo Dilly. So that must have just been our family thing.
Nobody asked. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by affordablecleaningsolutions.org.
Literally, they clean everything. Check it out. Woman-owned business, Affordable Cleaning Solutions. It's home cleaning. It's power washing. A little bit of everything. We love the fact it's a woman-owned business.
Yes, we do.
You tell them Sean and Sid sent ya.
All right. Holidays are coming. Maybe you sparked a quarantine romance, much like I did.
Yes, you kind of sparked it before.
Ideal timing. But either way, when is the appropriate time to bring your significant other around the family? Is it this Thanksgiving? Socially distant, of course. Or do you need to hold off? Is there a right or wrong time to bring someone like that around your family?
Well, my boyfriend from Nigeria said that his family cannot come right now. I met him on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He's a prince. He swears he's a prince.
Oh, well, you can bring him here.
I'm still waiting. I'm a little hesitant. One more check. We should be fine.
He has really great abs in his profile picture.
Right? Oh, you're talking real romances. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The real kind. Mm-hmm. What do you think, really?
6 months.
Okay.
Too long?
There's a threshold for sure when it's too long that it's almost offensive. Oh. You're close though.
So I should do it in a shorter period of time.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Well, I better send that $5,000 check. let me think.
You're so close.
3 or 4 months.
4 to 5.
Okay.
You almost hit it on the head.
Okay.
But basically, it's when you're comfortable, when you know that this could actually work out.
Which is really hard during quarantine time. I mean, to really know if you have something with somebody, right?
I would think so. Unless you're like quarantining together and this has turned into
something serious.
I think there's a lot of serious relationships that are going to come out of quarantine because you don't have anything else to do other than get to know the person.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you're partying every weekend. I mean, maybe you are. And that's the only time you see the person. I think now people are kind of forced to be indoors
and talk more
and talk,
get to know each other
and cook and get to know each other.
So do they say it's a bad thing or a good thing when you get the family involved?
Oh gosh, that's a whole nother topic.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it's a good thing. I, you know, with high school relationships even, introduced you and my family to people that, and no offense to them, I mean, ultimately good guys, but that I was like, did they need to meet the whole family?
Oh,
but that's high school.
That's
you,
high school.
You don't know. Yeah. But I did take it very seriously when you met my now sugar.
Yeah, it's true. And that was kind of soon.
That was kind of soon.
Yeah.
Especially for the circumstance. But I found an article on Elite Daily, a couple signs that people knew it was time to introduce their significant other to their family.
Okay.
So, okay, hello, red flag or green flag, I guess. He said that he wanted to marry her. If you're 4 months in and he's telling you that he wants to marry you, hey, okay, so wait, when did you meet your in-laws, my grandparents? Mm-hmm. How many months in do you think?
No recollection. Not a one. I can't remember.
I bet it was so soon.
I don't know. And I don't even remember the circumstance.
Okay.
Isn't that awful?
That's so weird.
But it was like 22 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sid, I don't remember.
What you ate for breakfast.
No, seriously. But yeah, you'd think I kind of remember.
How about he has nowhere else to go on Thanksgiving, so you just have to invite him?
Well, that's kind of the way it works.
That definitely happens.
I think that happened. So Thanksgiving's coming. I'm just going to spring it on you.
I found Dale at UDF. He's a really great guy.
See? You never know where you're going to find him. And you know what? He said he'd bring the rolls. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Wholehearted Workshops, wholeheartedworkshops.com.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, Sydney, you have jealousy in your system? Is it in your bones? Jealousy.
Yes.
Oh, tell me.
Is it not in your bones?
Not anymore. My bones are brittle.
You don't have enough energy to be jealous.
They're huddled. They're like a bird. I don't have room for jealousy.
Gosh, I work on that. Okay, it depends. Jealousy in what segment of my life?
Okay, well, here's the deal. We're going to tell you the age when most people are more likely to be jealous. And sadly, it'll ruin a relationship. So you got to get it in check. Jealousy can strike at any age, but here's when it takes the biggest toll, according to a recent study. This is in bestlife.com, and it came out of the journal Developmental Psychology. So we know what jealousy is, right? That green-eyed dragon. It'll trigger all kinds of terrible feelings, rage, suspicion, uncertainty, self-loathing, humiliation. That's just for starters.
Oh, lovely things.
It goes on and on and on. But they did a study to find out what age is more prone to falling into this to the point where it can ruin a relationship.
Okay.
Any guessers?
Oh, yeah. I would say young. I would say 20s, mid-20s, 30.
No, you're right. It's the younger set.
Yeah.
Yeah. The age group, and it actually starts around age 15, to be honest. And it goes into about age 25 is the biggest group that becomes more prone to jealousy, negative interactions, support, control, all that kind of thing. From 15 to 25. But here's the thing, interestingly enough, so why is it not such a big deal the older you get? Well, of course, if you're with somebody for a long time, mm-hmm. you're more secure.
Yep.
However, they do say jealousy doesn't just go away when you're at age 25. It really has to be kind of indicative of what your relationship's about.
Hmm.
Okay. So if you have a strong relationship, then you're probably not going to be as jealous. However, if you are like married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the older you get, you're with that same person, your jealousy thing kind of falls by the wayside. You don't get jealous over silly things.
Right.
But
right.
you're also in that, this is my man mode or this is my woman mode because of later in life. I mean, you guys are so attached at the hip. So does that
and
make sense?
And it's so serious. It's That's so- why I think there's a fine line between jealousy and... What's the word?
Possessiveness.
Not, yeah. So what is the difference between, you know, being like, this is my man? And well, I think there is a line.
I think what it is that the longer you're with somebody, you don't want somebody to jeopardize that.
Right.
But
which makes sense.
The more immature you are, it's just a jealous feeling.
It's nitpicky, insecure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I totally agree.
Okay. So having said that, tell me about your problem.
I think jealousy is a really specific weird word.
Okay. What would you like me to say?
I think jealousy sounds very petty, and that makes sense. And in that sense, I don't think I'm a jealous person.
Okay, but what are you?
Maybe I'm a little territorial.
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because tell me more. I pour a lot into.
Yes, yeah, so what's happening? What's going on?
Let me tell everybody. Nothing's going on.
No one's listening. Go ahead. You can tell your mom.
Everything. No one's listening. What about you?
What do you get jealous over or insecure over or possessive over? Other people? Other women?
No.
Time? Possessions?
Come
money?
On. You're just trying to get me in trouble.
My prince boyfriend from Nigeria. Who
you
has
should
a
be jealous. I'm sure
money.
He is causing lots of issues over in Nigeria.
There's probably a lovely little lady right now in Obetz that he's talking to. She's probably got to send $5,000 too.
She probably is. All I'm saying is I think we would be naive women out there, and I guess guys too, but to say that you don't have a little bit of that in you. I'm just trying to be real. I don't say
that's
it overcomes my day.
That's just when you're dead inside.
Yeah, exactly. That is a great point. That's where you're at the point where you just don't care. You're like, take him. Take him.
Take her. Whatever.
Take her.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
You have a quiz.
I have a quiz for you. And these some of these things might be a good preparation for Thanksgiving. Some things that you should be throwing away or checking, common household items, might be sneaking up on you.
I think some of these topics you pick just to like school me and slap me a little bit.
Slap you. This is a harsh word. I think you might not be wrong. I think I might be adding things to your to-do list or giving you like a little gentle public nudge.
Okay, good.
Okay. So the Washington Post came out with an article about things that you should be replacing that you probably aren't.
Daughter.
Narky daughters. Okay. How about your kitchen sponge?
Smelly.
I got to tell you something.
Oh, gosh.
Your kitchen sponge gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I don't have a kitchen sponge.
Did you upgrade?
Well, I have the one that's got the
bristles?
No, it has, it's got the juice in it. The soap.
Juice.
You don't like that one with the handle with the soap that's in it?
I love the handle soap, but I think you need to get a bristle sponge.
Why?
Well, this is me. I have derailed the article.
Where have you been that you thought bristle sponges were so much better than the way you were raised?
Oh my gosh. They have to be. Okay. Anyways, kitchen sponge. This is going to blow your mind. Replace it every 2 weeks.
Then what if I do that? Will you let this go?
No. I won't. Okay, toilet brushes.
I use the same one for my kitchen sink.
for my coffee mug.
Joke's on you.
Fits perfectly.
Let me think. I'm thinking I should do it much more often. Yes. You should probably do it once a month.
I think you've had yours for 10 years.
That is not true. It's a brand new one in there. The one before that might have been 10 years old.
Well, it's year 20 and we just got
it's our 10 year anniversary, me and the toilet brush. Anyway.
1 year.
1 year. See, I would have thought
1 year
more. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should be spraying it with bleach cleaner.
I don't do
before
that.
Even placing them back into that canister that holds them.
Really?
Yes.
I guess that makes sense.
Ew.
With the stuff you're getting. I thought that what the stuff you swirl it with that has chlorine bleach in it was doing that for me. I have to go the extra mile now.
Yeah.
All right. What next?
A mile or two. Your toothbrush. What do you think?
Again, I use it in the kitchen sink. I replace that about every month.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
I brush my teeth like 3 times a day.
Yes, you do. Yeah. We both are like avid brushers, yeah. And you brush really hard. And that says you're not supposed to do that. Washington Post says if your bristles are getting frayed like yours, you probably have to replace it often.
Mine get flat, yeah.
Don't tell North Star Family Dental.
I won't. Okay, I promise.
You probably have a bad recession. You should be replacing it about every 3 months.
Oh.
So you're ahead of the game.
Well, look at me.
A shower loofah. Do you believe in them?
I don't like them.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I'm afraid there's poo in the loofah.
Are you cleaning your toilet with your shower loofah again?
I did not want the poopy loofah. I'm just telling you.
I'm crying. I think there's a horror story when you were with my father about a poopy loofah. So we'll skip that one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, how about your mattress?
I know you should do it a lot more. I'm not good at flipping it either. Gosh, I know that you get like dead skin and mites and everything is in there. It's just like a jungle in there. I'm going to guess you should change your mattress every 5 years.
Okay. How often do you think you change
mine's
your mattress?
Mine's 10 years old right now.
Okay, 8 to 10.
Oh, okay.
So
mine's 10.
That's up.
All right. Well, I got about, I don't know. 60 more days of dead mites up there. I'm going to stretch it out as far as I can.
They keep you company late at night.
That's right.
All right. Last one. Uh-huh. And one that'll freak you out.
Oh, no.
Your pillows.
I know I'm supposed to wash them and I don't.
Don't even talk about the pillows in the guest room because those have been handed down for years.
I'm guessing we should have a new pillow every year.
Yep.
Is it?
Every 1 to 2 years.
Okay, I need all new pillows for Thanksgiving.
It absorbs your body oil, your dead skin, old hair. It can create a home of dust mites, cause skin irritation.
Past lovers. I can create past lovers if I shake my pillow out hard enough. Add water. Gross. All right, that's going to do it for us, everybody. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check us out on our website, too, if you want to hear any of the podcasts. They're there, SeanandSid.com.
You can follow us on Instagram, Sean_and_Sid. We'll follow you back. Keep up to date there.
Facebook. Sean and Sid on Facebook.
We're all over the place.
In fact, look in your rearview mirror. We're right there.
Hi, guys.
Have a good week.